SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Brentz, and I'm on the grid, SiriusXM channel 159. Let's do this thing. Shout out to all of our television affiliates, whatever platform or network you are watching us on. Countdown to tip off is on the Chicago Bulls and the Toronto Raptors are the next teams up from the first four play-in, so to speak, the Dayton version of the NBA playoffs. Although I'll tell you what, last night was wild stuff in the late night hours. As the Los Angeles Lakers took the lead with 1.4 seconds remaining, Dennis Schroeder hits a big-time three. Anthony Davis fouls Mike Conley. They go to overtime, and the game still stays under the number. And I don't apologize often for a losing pick because I don't get a lot of gratitude for all the winners that we give, so it goes both ways. But I will apologize to anybody that tailed me on the over of the Laker and the T-Wolf game last night. As you know, it was a crap-ass pick when the game goes to overtime and you still lose by 23.5 points. We've all been there before. Like, you ever had, like, an over in a game? Like, we've all been there, like, in college and stuff. You're like, man, I'm going to need overtime. And then even then, when it gets to overtime, I'm going to need, like, double or triple overtime. Every, like, once in, like, I don't know, 500 games or something like that, it'll actually happen and you'll end up winning. Last night, it was one of those instances, and if it would have went to double overtime, I think we could have got there. And it really could have. It really could have. I don't know why Minnesota, well, I know why Minnesota went for the three because that's what all teams do now. But they didn't have to go for the three that quickly. If it went to double overtime, maybe we would have gotten there. So both underdogs covered the number last night. Of course, Atlanta wins the game outright. Lakers win, but T-Wolves cover. So the underdogs are 2-0 ATS so far in the play-in. Both games did stay under the number as well. And we have a pretty low total on the board tonight with the Chicago Bulls and the Toronto Raptors. And the number continues to climb as far as the point spread is concerned. The Raptors are currently -6 right now at FanDuel. The total is 212.5. Say what? 212.5. And if you ask yourself, well, that's pretty low. Why is it so low? This would probably be a surprising fact to everybody. The number one defense in the NBA since the All-Star game, the Chicago Bulls. Yeah, I know. that's the classic bar bet. If you're going to a bar tonight, if you're going out to watch these games anywhere, drop that on somebody. I guarantee you, you're not going to pay for a drink the rest of the night. Well, I guess it depends on the class of the establishment that you're sitting in and the type of money the patrons have. But yeah, the Chicago Bulls, number two defensively in the NBA since the All-Star break, the Toronto Raptors. You have to ask yourself, how the hell aren't these teams better, actually, if you're so good defensively? They say defense wins championships, but we're in a modern era right now. You need to be able to put points up on the board. I don't care what sport it is, but that's why this total is as light as it is at 212.5. So we got an ultra-light number here. Point spread at 6 right now. We put a poll question up. What are you guys doing with this game? And it's been overwhelmingly Chicago so far. The Bulls, because it's up to 6. It's hard to trust the Raptors laying 6, but the fact of the matter is the Raptors are a very good home team. The Oklahoma City Thunder are getting 5.5 in New Orleans right now, 226.5. Let's do this thing. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gable Brancy. We're throwing it down. We got a full house. The Ranger Redhead Cam Stewart is off. Paul Bovey is in. Coach James Young is in. Dave Sharapan is in. Alex Myers from Golf Digest is in. And Mr. Andrew Anderson, a.k.a. Dubsy, joins us as well. Following the Masters, we've got the RBC Heritage this week. And I tell you what, it's a pretty strong field for a tournament following a major. Real strong field. So we'll break that down. But, of course, it's all about the NBA play-in tournament right now. Wild stuff last night at the Crypt in Los Angeles. We'll see if tonight's games can bring the same craziness. So the underdogs showed up last night. The Atlanta Hawks won the game outright. The Minnesota Timberwolves pulled the Dennis Green classic. We let them off the hook. They, you know, listen, the T-Wolves played great basketball for 43 minutes. They didn't score for the game's final 5 minutes. And then they scored like 4 points in overtime or whatever. So I think they scored like 4 points in like 9.5 minutes of basketball time, which isn't good. But there were a lot of good takeaways for the T-Wolves. And, hey, they did cover the point spread. So the underdogs are 2-0, and both games went under the number last night. And a lot of people are wondering why the Toronto Raptors are up to 6 right now. It was 5. It was 5.5. It's now 6. The total is 212.5. Meanwhile, the Oklahoma City Thunder are taking on the Pelicans in Nolens tonight. Nolens, total 226.5. This is a tricky basketball game. The Pelicans did beat the Thunder 3 of 4 times that they played, but the Thunder beat them the last time that they played. As far as the Raptors and the Bulls game is concerned, there's a lot of storylines in this game. There's a lot of uncertainty about a lot of players. Let's start off with the Toronto Raptor championship head coach, Nick Nurse. This could be his last game with the Toronto Raptors. This could be Fred VanVleet's last game with the Toronto Raptors. It could be Gary Trent Jr.'s last game with the Toronto Raptors, although Trent just jumped on board recently. It's more dramatic than Nurse and VanVleet that this could be the end. Meanwhile, you've had a lot of questions in Chicago about Zach LaVine's future, DeMar DeRozan, Billy Donovan. There's a lot on the line, but I'll tell you what. Like Trae Young said, he goes, I hear all the outside noise. I see all the news. He said, I just tune it out and do my thing. So, you know, I think you can throw a lot of this drama out. We got to play a game. Let's do this thing.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. We've got some decisions to make. Let's do this thing. And we've got some, we got a great crew to help us do it. Dave Sharapan will join us later, straight from the Strip of Las Vegas, Nevada. And Dave's pimping out some pictures right now of him rocking all the Montreal gear because he needs the Montreal Canadiens tonight to beat the New York Islanders. Islanders get a single point. They clinch their spot into the NHL playoffs. NHL playoffs begin on Monday. But we'll get to the NHL after. NBA play-in began last night. Miami came out flatter than a two-day-old Coors Light. And the Atlanta Hawks punch him in the mouth. Trae Young's prop was 24.5. And, of course, he's got to get to 25. Just pure torture last night. Both games stayed under the number. Both underdogs covered the number. Let's get to tonight's game, the Chicago Bulls and the Toronto Raptors. Let's bring in Coach James Young. Hit his music. And I brought you in first, Coach, because you've got music. Mr. Paul Bovey does not have music. Mr. Paul Bovey in the house.
I noticed that.
Yeah, you noticed. Here comes the complaint.
I'm going to get some music.
He deserves music.
Yeah, I'm going to get some Pat. I'm going to get some Pat Benatar or something because I got to get something. I feel a little slighted. I feel a little slighted here. By the way, before you go into basketball, I have a hockey question because you guys talked me into betting the Islanders under the point total, and I completely forgot about it, but I know it's in my account. Did they get there? Did they get there?
Mr. Bovey, you owe me dinner. You have a winner, sir.
Okay.
The point total was 93.5. They're at 91 with one game to go. They could only get to 93 tonight. That's the max they can get to. We win by half a point, even if they win tonight.
Baby, we're going to Applebee's. That's all I can tell you.
Coach is like, Applebee's, come on.
Eating good in the neighborhood? I don't know about that.
That's right.
All right.
I've never had a bad time at Applebee's before, Coach. I enjoy Applebee's.
Listen, I'll keep it real. I'll get you to the Olive Garden, okay?
Nothing wrong with that. Either way, it's all good. All right. So let's get down to business. We can live in the past. Forget about last night. But as I stated, I don't want to get into the game so much, but the underdogs were barking last night. And you know, these teams, they have nothing to lose And I brought this up, Coach, actually, as far as Trey Young, and I'm sure we all saw his comments after, when he said, I hear the outside noise. He goes, I hear everything, but all I can control is what I do on the court. And it's a very similar situation tonight, like for Fred VanVleet. Is it his last game as a Raptor? Maybe. But it doesn't do him any good to suck tonight. Doesn't, like, do Nick Nurse any good to, like, get bounced tonight on his home court. So I think that these players, they're pros, and these guys, Coach, and I'll throw it to you first, Coach. I think as we saw with the Atlanta Hawks, and how about the Minnesota Timberwolves, bro? These guys are fighting. They don't have players. They should have won that game last night. I think you can sort of tune out a lot of this outside noise, Coach. Once the basketball game start, man, these guys are all balling right now.
They are. And then, listen, you got to give respect to Atlanta, but let's be honest. Miami Heat were a damn disgrace last night.
Gutless.
Out-rebounded 63-39. Bam Adebayo looked like a little four-year-old rebounding against Shaq dealing with Clint Capela all night, who had 21 rebounds. So, great job by Atlanta. Miami no-showed, and you start to wonder if Miami could be, like, is this like the end of their road? Maybe it starts singing Boys to Men about the Miami Heat. Now, second game, listen, if Anthony Edwards gives you a decent game, they're winning that game. So they did hang around, which brings me to tonight. 6.5 points. Both teams have a lot to play for because you're right. You said it before the break. Can Chicago break up after this? Yes. Is Toronto going to break up after the season? Most likely. A lot is on the line. So the first thing I look at, and I know it's steaming, like, I don't know if there's going to be a lot of points tonight, guys. You've seen these games ratcheted up defensively in the playoffs. I can see this being a low-scoring game tonight.
Paul, I brought it up off the top of the program as far as the total of this basketball being low. But, Coach, it would surprise people. The Chicago Bulls are the number one defense in the NBA since the All-Star break and points allowed in the NBA. The number two defense and points allowed in the NBA since the All-Star break, Paul, the Toronto Raptors. But it's 212.5 too low tonight, Paul.
Well, Toronto's going to score some points, and I'm going to tell you why they're favored here, and they should be. I'm not a big Raptor fan. I know you are. I know you didn't like my tweet the other day that after they lost that second game to the Celtics, I said you should refund your winnings on your Raptor over. They were that bad. I mean, the Celtics literally had nothing to play for in either game. But I figured, all right, the Celtics get the first one. The Raptors will cakewalk it in the second one.
But did you and Coach get together on this? Coach cried about the same loss for an hour yesterday on the show about losing that
game. I'm not crying about the first Celtics. One. I'm not crying about the first one because I was on last week. You guys all fell for the steam. I did not. But I figured they would get the second one, and then they proceeded to get blown out by halftime. It was gutless. But I'll tell you why they match up against the Chicago Bulls. They just have too much of a size advantage. In the three games, they outshot them, one of them, 94-71, 108-85, or 105-88, and 85-80. Pascal did not even play in two of those games. The games that Poeltl and Pascal played was the 94-71 because they're going to kill them on the offensive boards. They had 62 in the paint to 38. They just have too much length for the Chicago Bulls. I don't like the Raptors, but I like them here. They'll score some points. I figure 108-111, and they'll get a win, and it may or may not go over at that number, but the Raptors likely get the win here, and I don't think it goes over because I don't think the Bulls do enough, but the Raptors, they could get to 113-114, not beyond, but they're going to win the game.
Coach, I was thinking about scores last night with this game, and I kept coming back to like 107-100. And then I sort of said, okay, maybe if it's a little higher, 110-103. I sort of have the Raptors winning by 7. And now the number's up to 6 at FanDuel right now. What do you think about the total of 212.5? It's sort of like right around. Look at the games that they played this year as well, right? It's similar type of scores as this number. And it's sort of my predicted final score. What do you make of this one? This is a low total at 212 and a half. Doesn't take much to get over here.
No, it doesn't. But I think you have two pretty good defensive teams. And when you have two teams that are playing, see, to me, like, this 7-10 game or this 9-10 game, to me, is like a game seven. You know what I'm saying? Where it's a 7-10 game or 7-8 game, this is like a game five, where you know there's going to be a six game, you know, even if you lose. I think all bets are off in regards to this being a high-scoring game. I think the only way you get a high-scoring game is if one team just explodes offensively, but usually that means the other team isn't. So I do think the under, even though it's steaming down, I still like the under because this will be a game seven feel tonight. In regards to the game, when it was at five and a half, I was like, yeah, you know what? I think I like, the Raptors. But once it got the six and a half, it's down to six, I went the other way. I think this is going to be decided in the last minute because I think both teams are going to play this game extremely close to the vest, low-scoring game. And Paul may be right. It's going to be about the rebounding. So one of the things I love, who's the best rebounder in the Bulls? Nikolai Vucevic. Look for him to go over his rebound prop because he's got to keep Poto off the boards. I could see a case where both of them getting a double-double.
I think Siakam's going to have a big game tonight on the glass, actually. Big board game. And rack up some boards. More on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I see the chat and my Twitter. All these people are wondering how to approach the Raptor game, and that's why you gotta have a little patience. Axl Rose, Guns N' Roses style. That's why we took the Lakers last night. Not that it wasn't a sweat job, but got it out of the way. And now we just have the Raptors on the money line. And if you're looking for some, if you want to live on the edge, try the Toronto two-step. This is like going for that danger walk on the top of the CN Tower. The CN Tower is one of the highest buildings in the world. Yeah, you know that danger walk, Paul? Seems like something you would actually.
I absolutely do.
They strap you up so you're tied in and you literally are walking around the edge of the CN Tower, like way up there on your own.
Yeah, you could lean back. You could actually lean back and you won't fall over. I actually stood at the base of the building and said, I don't think so. Maybe next life, but
bro, anyway. They have a glass floor up there. It freaks people out. Yeah. They're like, I'm not stepping on that. I'm not stepping on that. All right. So Raptors laying six here right now. I do think they're going to get it done. But everybody's asking about this and said, you got to have a little patience, get it out of the way. But if you want to live on the edge, go with the Toronto two-step tonight, the Toronto Blue Jays to beat the Detroit Tigers. And the Toronto Raptors to beat the Chicago Bulls. It's -112. Paul, do you have any player props in this game before we move on to some other games and series as far as the Raptors and the Bulls are concerned?
No, I don't. I would look towards rebounding props for Toronto because, as I said, they're going to dominate the boards. On the offensive side, I probably have 12 to 14 rebounds, which is going to put you over the top. You could look at Pascal on the rebounding prop, and that would seem to make a lot of sense. By the way, I have to tell you, on this Laker game last night, I got a little greedy. So I played Carl Anthony Towns over 23.5 points. And figured, I'm going to get this, all right? So he ends up getting a 24, but unfortunately, I stepped in for a taste after I got off at 23.5, and I says, you know what? I'm going to increase this. I'm going to take a little bit at 24.5. What's the difference? Well, he was stuck on 24 points for the entire fourth quarter. So I know you went through trials and tribulations with Trae Young, but this one was, this sticks in my craw a little bit because I cut into my win. But what are you going to do?
You know, I had him over 23.5. He gets a 24, and he does absolutely nothing after. And as you mentioned, look, Anthony Edwards was 3-17 from the field. They should have, could have, would have, didn't win that game, but it is what it is. They actually did play pretty well. Seeing Siakam, 8.5 plus money. It's a little high. I'd prefer at 7.5, Coach. What are you doing with player props in the Bulls and the Raptor game?
A couple. Number one, I'm going to go Gary Trent over 12.5 points. Has gone over 8 in the last 15 games. 5 in the last 6 versus Toronto. I mean, sorry, versus Chicago. 48 out of 66 during the year. And here's a big thing. Is Patrick Beverley is going to try and hound Fred VanVleet. So I'm going to stay away from Fab Five Freddy, and I'm going to go to his backcourt mate. I like Gary Trent to go over 12.5 points. Next, you know, Paul just kind of talked about it. I'm going to go with the two bigs for Chicago because they have to rebound, but I'm going to combine some stuff. I'm going to go with Patrick Williams. I think it's over 11.5 points and rebounds. Saw it at 10.5 earlier today and got in. Has gone over in 10 of the last 15 games, 60 out of 82. 29 out of 41 on the road. Have to keep a guy like Siakam off the boards. It's a low number at 11.5 points and rebounds. Then I'm going to go to Vucevic.
Go ahead. I played that. Actually, this morning I played it for a taste at minus 137, but it included assists. It was points, rebounds, and assists. I played it very small, so I didn't give it out.
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's a good play, Paul, because I do think he's got a rebound, and he's got, if you get, you know, 6 points out of him, he'll get you to 5 or 6 rebounds and get you there. And then any assist, obviously, like that, if you put them all together, is gravy. And I think the last part is I'm going to go with the two bigs to get double-doubles. Both Vucevic, I know it's I think it's like minus 160, so it's not great odds. Vucevic and Poto, they both get double-doubles. I think those two are going to be having a rebounding war. And whoever wins that rebounding battle between those two, I actually think could win the game.
The Raptors are a difficult team when it comes to player props. They're very, you know, I mean, they're very balanced. And when they played the Bulls, they were very balanced. Siakam led them with like 20 points. But in this setting, on their home floor tonight, and I've been pretty good, it's sort of, and it's like playing whack-a-mole with this stuff, but this really does feel like it's a Siakam night. Siakam's going to step up. He's going to, you know, I mean, he's a great rebounder. He can distribute the ball. He's had a great year, but I think he's going to be the one that's going to be the primary scorer tonight. I personally, Coach, think that Patrick Beverley is like Doink the Wrestler. Remember the midget wrestler? It's like, you know what I mean? Like, the guy's just annoying and stuff. I think he's probably the most overrated player in the NBA. If he didn't run his mouth and talk so much, then would anyone even know he exists? I get it. Oh, he's going to be on VanVleet and stuff, but I'm still like VanVleet to hit a couple of threes and get my same game parlay ready, actually, guys, before we move on from this. But I'm going to get in on Pascal Siakam over 23.5 points scored. And our same game parlay, we do a same game parlay of the night every night. Now we'll get to Davis Maddox after. Toronto Raptors to win the game. Gary Trent Jr. over 1.5 3-point shots made. And I would isolate that bet too, guys, if you're not interested in the VanVleet one. But VanVleet to make over 2.5 threes in the game. Pace plus 250. So Raptors to win the game. Trent over 1.5 threes. And VanVleet over 2.5 threes. I do really like that VanVleet, the Trent one. Because VanVleet's 2.5. He should hit 3. It's all about volume, right? And he's going to take 7, 8, 9 shots. And then you look at Trent. Trent is 1.5. He can easily hit this in the first quarter. And I think that he's going to, you know, they're the only two guys that really take threes on this team. Once in a while, OG will. But I like this same game parlay. Good odds right there. The total of the game scares me, but I'm also going to jump in right now on Siakam. Over 23.5 points scored. All right, so let's move on to the Oklahoma City game.
Really quick with that. I do think there. That's part of the reason why I do like Gary Trent to go over his points prop is a 12.5. But folks, 5 out of the last 6 meetings versus Chicago, he's gone over 1.5. And it hasn't been close. If I'm not mistaken, it's 4-5-4 under 2-5. He isn't beating it. He's destroying this. I could see him coming out in the first 5-6 minutes of banging 2 threes early, to be honest with you. So 1.5.
And they're much more aggressive at home, Coach. They're a completely different team at home, the Raptors. Everything falls for them. It's completely different.
Yeah, so I think 1.5 made threes for Gary Trent, you know, is something
there's
that
the computer
I would really look at.
Computer bias again, Coach.
It's American proven. Made. You know that.
It's proven.
It does like the Knicks. The point of the Knicks winning game one by 34 points. You know, that computer, you know, it really likes New York teams. I wonder why.
Knicks aren't playing tonight, all right? We're on the Caps. Paul's ready to go.
I'm ready to go on the Knicks.
I bet the number more than the thing. Look, I got -175 on the Cavs. I saw that. I put a dime on it. Wasn't even at all. I love the Cavs in the series. I just thought it was -2. It was a lot cheaper than it was, you know, than I got it. But I do think the Cavs are going to win the series. Coach sort of maybe talked me into this series going 7 games. Though I think it will be a battle. It's going to be fun. To me, the Knicks and the Cavs and the Warriors and the Kings are the two really fun ones. But let's get to that in a minute. What do you think about tonight's game, Paul? Oklahoma City Thunder getting 5.5 against the Pelicans.
Well, you mentioned grabbing a number, and I grabbed the number at, I think it was 228.5, and I went low on it, and simply because of history. These two teams hooked up 4 times this year. The highest point total in regulation was 224. The rest of them were a shade over 200. I don't like going against OKC when it comes to over and unders in terms of betting them to the low side, because they just don't have much of a defense. They tend to play fast. But for whatever reason, these two teams play low scoring games. So I'm not going to buck the trend here. And I went under the total. Both teams have had guys out as they've played throughout the course of the 4 games. Ingram's been out. Several of them, McCollum's been out, but I still think that even though they're fully loaded, both teams are, that the game's going to go under the number. Basically, I saw value at 228.5. I don't see a ton of value here. I think it's down to 226.5, but I still think it's going to go to the low side.
You know, Coach, you would think Oklahoma City and the Pelicans automatic track meet, but like Paul said, 4 meetings this year. All 4 unders. What do you make of this one tonight? What do you think of the total, Coach?
I think it's going to be close. I don't think this thing is going to be like a 240, 250 game, because like I said, these are game 7 kind of scenarios. So I can see this thing hanging around. Is 226.5 too low? Maybe in a close game. But you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to save Paul Bovey's ears. You already know who I'm taking in the game.
I'll tell you what, I know that the visiting team has the 3rd best ATS record in the NBA.
That's
all
right.
We'll hit this on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. Countdown to tip-off continues as well. But we should bring up the Tampa Bay Rays and the Boston Red Sox. So the Rays are off to an historic start right now, 11-0 on the season. And what's incredible about their 11-0 start, they're actually 10-1 on the run line. So they've won every game by more than 1.5 except for one. They have that 1-1-0 victory. And dude, the game was like a pick'em. It's a little shaded to Tampa right now. They have their number one pitching prospect, Taj Bradley, on the hill tonight against old man Sale and the Boston Red Sox. You know, I just, listen, Paul, you've been around casinos long enough to know if it comes up black 11 times in a row on the roulette wheel, you know, don't be the one to bet red, right? Just ride the wave. They're 11-0.
Yeah.
They're 10-1 on the run line.
I feel you. Don't stand in front of the train. I get it. Yeah, I've seen guys
do that.
Well,
it depends. It depends if you've been riding the train the whole time, too. It's a little bit different if you're just walking in off the street, right? But I've been riding this Tampa train, and I've been on them probably, I don't know, I want to say in all 11 games, but I think I can, you know, at least 9 of them. I might have missed one or two of them along the way. But we've been riding the Rays. We're going to ride the Rays again, so we just jumped in on the Rays. So Paul doesn't have a strong opinion on the Thunder and the Pelican game. We know what coach is going to go here. He just likes saying fly Pelicans. But, coach, are you laying the 5.5 with the Pelicans?
Paul thinks I'm crazy. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because I do think with the Thunder are playing with house money. I do think that you get a team in the Pelicans that have done this before. They were in the spot again last year. I think that they will get it done. I do like this team a lot. I do think they have enough scoring punch. I'm worried about, even though they've played close games, I'm worried about, what is this? Is someone playing with me, putting a big thing of OKC? Is that Parker doing that again in the preview box? Parker, knock it off.
Thunder.
No. No Thunder. Fly.
No.
Pelican.
Thunder.
That's it.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Watch here, Parker. I can hear you in my ear. Come on now.
The experience thing, I get that, actually. Paul, I don't know what you think about it. I know you're not betting big on this game, but the experience factor, the Pelicans do have it from last year. I get that. SGA has just had an unbelievable year. I don't think he's going to be any different tonight. So he's, you know, but they've adjusted. Look, it's 32.5 his point prop. So SGA is 32.5. And Brandon Ingram has been awesome and unbelievable. Zion who? And they got Brandon Ingram at 30.5. What do you make, Paul, of the side here if you were going to play it? Like I said, the Thunder are one of the best teams, ATS, in the NBA. That's why it's hard to get in front of them. They are feelers. Like they, you know, they're playing with house money. Like you said, coach, they got nothing to lose, the Thunder.
The thing is, both of these teams are extremely inconsistent. So I really can't get a pulse on the side. And I just choose to lay off. In fact, this may be a game because there will definitely be some swings. And I don't think the Pelicans are warranted to be 5.5-point favorites. And I think it's a prime candidate to take advantage of this game in live wagering because of those swings. So I just may sit back, and if I could grab the Thunder with 9, I'm confident they'll make a run back. And the Pelicans, if the Thunder take a lead and maybe I can get the Pelicans -2, I would consider that.
All right, so Paul says keep her on the in-game. Coach, what are you doing with the player props in this game?
Player props-wise, I'm going to go with a couple. Isaiah Joe over 13.5 points, rebounds, and assists over 9 of his last 15 games. Over his last 2 games versus the Pelicans, I think this is kind of a junkyard dog guy that can kind of get his stuff in different ways. Jonas Valanciunas over 11.5 rebounds. I know he's gone under the last 4 meetings, but it's gone over 11 out of 15 games. He's going to try and dominate the paint, where I do think a team like Oklahoma City struggles. So I look for him to attack the offensive glass. Give me Valanciunas over 11.5 rebounds. And then a sneaky one I've been playing lately, CJ McCollum over 4.5 rebounds, has gone over 9 out of his last 15, including the last 4, over in his last 3 versus the Thunder. And the tempo, I do think they're early on. There's going to be a feeling out process, a lot of long threes, especially by OKC, long shots, long rebounds. Give me CJ McCollum over 4.5 rebounds.
All right, Paul, what are you looking at as far as the series spread, series prices, series handicaps? How did you approach the rest of the playoffs, the real playoffs that are set, and or have you already pulled the trigger on some of the game ones?
Well, I do think, and I mentioned in the break, I think Atlanta's got a fair shot at the Boston Celtics, and I'll tell you why. These teams played 3 times this year. The Celtics blew them out 1 game by 25. The other 2 games were relatively close. But if you take a look at these games, the Celtics were 66 of 142 beyond the arc. The Atlanta Hawks were 23 of 108. Now, the disparity in terms of point total for the 3 games was 40. The Celtics have outscored them or did outscore him by 114 points beyond the arc. And I don't think you can rely on 48% accuracy for the Celtics from three going forward. I mean, there tends to be some regression in these instances. And as far as the Hawks go, I don't think they'll be that futile from beyond the arc. And I think they match up pretty good. Where I went with this, just in case the Celtics do get hot, I grabbed the Atlanta Hawks in game one over the 110-point team total because they have dominated the paint. They had 70 in one game. They were 62 in another. And I'm going to rely on the Atlanta Hawks to stay with the Celtics, who were not playing great basketball down the stretch. Yeah, they beat your Toronto Raptors up pretty good, but those are the Raptors. Who cares about the Raptors? Although they'll win tonight. Prior to that,
they settle down, Bovey. Maybe. Let me ask you. Let me ask you too something. Maybe it was a bad bet by you guys. Maybe you should look in the mirror and accept responsibility for your losing pick, as opposed to blaming the team that you bet on. I'm just stating. Because I don't know.
Listen, I do.
No, I'm just stating. I'm just saying.
I do. There are certain jockeys.
I go back to the well. I know Coach doesn't do that. It's always everyone else's fault.
I agree. Gabe, I went back to the well because I've not had a lot of success with the Raptors, and they're unreliable. And the only time you can
All I can tell you is I did not bet them in that game.
All right.
But how come you don't bring up when they pasted the Milwaukee Bucks on Sunday?
Come on, the Bucks didn't play anybody, man.
Because you didn't bet the game. No, that was my point, though.
They were 3.5-point favorites against an unmotivated, lame duck team.
Let me just ask you something, Paul. When was the last time the Toronto Raptors won a championship?
All right, Gabe, you win this argument.
No, let's just answer the question. When was the last time the New York Knicks were in a championship?
Yeah, but we got to look forward. We can't look back. I mean, that was then. This is now.
Yeah, okay. Let's look forward. Coach is only interested when he talks. We just keep on eating, Coach. We're doing good without you here for a second. So the Cavaliers. So now let me set it up, and let's talk about how the Cavs are about to beat your Knicks, and tell me why I'm wrong.
All right. So they only played one game where both teams were full strength. And I'll give you that. The Cavs won the game. I think it was 123-108. But if you look further, the Cavs made 23 out of 50 beyond the arc. They broke records, team records in that game. And they're not going to do that again against the Knicks. Knicks ended up winning 3 out of 4 games this year, so they took the season series. But at full strength, Jared Allen in the lineup, Mitchell Robinson in the lineup, the Cavs did get that game, but I think they overachieved. They'll regress from 23 of 50. The Knicks are a formidable opponent here, and there's no way the Cavs should be minus 200 against the Knicks.
But let me ask you that, and I'll ask Coach that, and Coach will ask you, what is, and I'm not asking to be, it's not debatable or smart-ass question, but What are the odds makers missing? Why does every sports book have the Cavs as like a minus 210 favorite to win this series if it's so evenly matched?
Home court.
I guess it's called pedigree. The Knicks don't have a lot unless you go back to the 1990s, but it's been a long time between drinks for the New York Knicks, and people just
overhyping the Cavs, or are they overvaluing the Cavaliers? Because I I think the Cavs win the series, Coach, but I don't think the Cavaliers should be this big of favorites. Like, I think the Cavs should be minus 140 or 50 favorites series price. Like, I think it's kind of a toss-up series. But I'm saying the odds makers disagree.
I think it's also because of the fact that the last time the Knicks were in the playoffs 2 years ago was another year that they overachieved and they flamed out versus Atlanta. But this is a completely different New York team, mainly because of the play of Jalen Brunson and not the ball having to go through
my boy Derek Brunson.
ISO ball. Oh, yeah, your boy Derek Brunson. Yes, yeah, your boy Derek. You almost made me say Rick Brunson. Jalen Brunson. Obviously, you know, he makes a huge difference. But to me, Bobby, it's more yes, it's about Brunson, but to me, it's been the play of the last 5 to 6 weeks of Toppin, but especially Quickly and Grimes. I think New York's got more depth, and this is how I want to play this. There's a couple ways you can go with this. Number one, you can take the Knicks plus what 1.5 series spread, because there's no – I think this is going six. I think if the Knicks win, they're winning six. If the Cavs win, they're winning seven. So the other way
it almost feels like seven, to be honest, yeah.
Or you could do it, because I think the next game seven on the road is going to be an issue. But I think game six at home, if they're up 3-2, they're closing out. Game five is a pivotal game to look at, folks. I would look at the Knicks and six. I think that's plus 500. And they could also do Cavs and seven at plus 350. I think it's going Knicks and six or Cavs and seven.
Paul, what other series is best bets do you have or action that you put in?
Let's see. Rolling by me. The Memphis. I want to comment on Memphis and the Lakers. Okay, because I'm not a big Laker fan. I think they got lucky last night. They had to win that game against Utah. Would you believe the Lakers only had 9 personal fouls against the Jazz that were called on them? And you know, LeBron blamed that Clipper game, and we discussed this, on rest, because that was third game in 4 nights when the Jazz took them to overtime the previous night, and that was the Lakers' fault. So the Jazz come in and have no rest, and they take the Lakers basically to the final gun. LeBron rescues them 7-13 from beyond the arc. And now against the T-Wolves, again, a huge foul disparity. The last two opponents against the Lakers, 42-25, fouls called against Laker opposition versus fouls called against the Lakers.
That's going to continue.
The NBA wanted the Lakers. And I just think Memphis has beaten up this team inside the paint. They had 86 points inside the paint in one game. And LeBron, he was a minus 14 last night in 45 minutes on the court with 30 points. It's Lakers outscored him by 20 points in the few minutes he was off the court. Amazing.
More on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right. Everyone learn a lesson. Don't bash the Raptors. Upsets me. Everyone's all on edge here. Bobby's just like, yeah, whatever. I got to go to dinner. Coach is always fired up. Coach was like, Coach was the one that slapped the doctor when he was born. It's the other way around. You just came out firing, Coach. You got teed up as a baby in the room right away.
Coach gets a little excited. Coach is a young whippersnapper.
I love you guys. All good. So do I. We're passionate. We're ready to go. Okay, Raptors are going to cover, even though, I don't know, they shouldn't be 6-point favorites. They're going to win by 7. I said they were going to win by 7 all week. I'm sticking to it. They're going to win by 7, and it's going to be stupid, crazy, close to the number. Give me 110, 103, just to really twist and mess with people's minds. Give me Gary Trent over 1.5 points, 3 shots made. Fred VanVleet over 2. We got that same game parlay with Trent over 1.5, Fleet over 2.5, and the Raptors to win. But isolated bet, really like the Gary Trent prop over 1.5. It's too light. I like Siakam over 23.5 points scored. Let's go with a Toronto two-step as well. Toronto Raptors to win the game. Toronto Blue Jays to win the game. And load up on the Blue Jays bats once again. Kiermaier over 0.5 total bases. Chapman over 1.5. Bichette over 1.5. Vladimir Guerrero over 1.5. Coach, what do you got for us?
Gary Trent over 12.5 points. Patrick Williams over 10.5 points and rebounds. Isaiah Joe over 13.5 points, rebounds and assists. Valanciunas over 11.5 rebounds. Vucevic and Poeltl double doubles. CJ McCollum over 4.5 rebounds. And I actually did that little Bo Bichette, Matt Chapman over 1.5 bases for parlay, same game.
Man, the Raptors getting feisty here before the game. It's game time.
You better hope a bull doesn't get one of his horns and spear that sucker. You need to worry about it. You know this.
He comes out on big game night, Paul. Big game night.
This bull's name ain't Ferdinand tonight, brother.
That a bull's no match for a raptor. Come on, look at this. This raptor will kill a bull.
You know, you're no. Bowen!